Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies. Welcome to Warrior Women for God Bible study on Blog Talk Radio Show. I am Minister Andrea Freeman, and as always, I am truly excited, and I feel for an opportunity which I do not take for granted to share God's word with you. I thank you and I celebrate you for joining us on this evening. And tonight, my message may be a little lengthy, so I'm going to try to move as quickly as possible. So as always, trying to be respectful of your time, because again, I know your time is valuable. So I thank you so much for joining us. And I want to encourage you, or to tell you now, to make sure if you don't have your Bibles out, please get your Bibles out, because you will need your Bible. If you don't have a pen and a piece of paper, please get a pen and a piece of paper, because you're definitely going to need a pen and a piece of paper so that you can take notes on this evening. And I'm encouraging you to get it now, because, again, it's going to be so much information that you won't be able to retain just by listening. But I'm sure that the message will be very helpful to you all. So make sure that you get your Bible now, your pen, and your paper. And just before I get into the teaching, I'm going to say a brief prayer as usual, and then I will move right into the message. Father God, I thank you on this evening, Lord. I come before you, and I thank you for allowing us to see another day, Lord. I thank you for another night of Warrior Women for God Bible study. Lord, we just give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise for each and everything that you have done and everything that you are going to do for us, Lord. We thank you for making us special and unique in your kingdom, God. Lord, we are here on this line tonight because we want to continue to draw near to you, Lord. And we want to be willing vessels for you, dear God. And we know that our lives are on divine assignment and that you have task for each and every one of us, Lord. We know that you have great plans for us. We know that we have great skills, Lord. We have gifts, Lord, and we have great talents to walk in your guidance and greatness, Lord. Lord, I ask that you just place a hedge of protection over our families, Lord, over our homes, over our jobs, Lord, and over our businesses, Lord. And Lord, we rebuke any feelings of fear, any feelings of doubt, or anything that where we don't have any right attitudes, Lord, we rebuke those feelings, Lord. And, Lord, we ask that you renew our hearts and renew our minds, Lord. Help us to have the right attitudes and clear thinking, Lord, and no reactions to our emotions and no judgment or condemnation, Lord. We ask that you just remove any hurt, any anger, any hatred, any bitterness, Lord, any hardened hearts and any bondage from any of us women on this evening, God. And, Lord, I ask on this evening that you break any generational curses that we may have on our families, God. Lord, we ask that only your will be done on this evening, and we ask that all that is discussed on this night will be well received. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you. Ladies, tonight my message is going to be in reference to, actually it's a teaching more than a message. That's the reason that we're on the line for teaching. So this is more of a teaching. My message or teaching tonight will be in reference to spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts. And I think this is very important because as Christians, many of us don't know whether or not we have spiritual gifts, or if we do, what are they? Or I think I might have a spiritual gift or three or four. I'm just not so sure. So I'm on the line tonight to help you get some clarity in reference to that. So that's what we're going to be speaking on tonight in reference to spiritual gifts. And let me tell you right now, let's start off by telling you a little bit about what spiritual gifts are. Spiritual gifts are God-given graces or special abilities that the Holy Spirit gives to each of us, Christians and believers, to fulfill the mission of the church or to build up the body of Christ. So that's what spiritual gifts are. That's what we're supposed to do. And we are to serve God with our spiritual gifts. Now, The term spiritual gifts comes from the Greek words charisma, which is, no, okay, wait a minute. Charismata is actually the Greek word for gifts. And then the Greek word for spirits is pneumatika. So that's where the words came from. And the plural, charisma, is an expression of grace, and the plural, pneumatika, is an expression of spirit. Now, I know you're saying, okay, let's see where we're going to go with the spiritual gifts. Because, again, as I was mentioning to you, we are to serve God with our spiritual gifts. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but all are of the same spirit. Every gift is of the same spirit, even though there's diversity of gifts. There's a lot of different gifts. And I want to help you tonight to understand what I mean when I tell you about that. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 7 says, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. And see, God wants us to know our spiritual gifts, and he expects us to grow in them each day. So that's another reason I want to share this with you, because, again, there's so much confusion about spiritual gifts, and we don't recognize that, you know, as believers and Christians, we do have them. And he does actually want us to know what they are, and we are supposed to grow in them. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, but grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. And also, again, I want to repeat, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7 says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And then in verse 11, it states, but one in the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So it is clear that each Christian has a spiritual gift. Okay? And you are a special part of the body of Christ. And you know that the church is called the body of Christ for a reason. And one of the reasons is because we are connected by our faith in Jesus Christ and sealed by the Holy Spirit. And being members of the body, we need to work together. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 says, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. And in verse 14, it says, for the body is not one member, but many. Each of us is a specific body part. And also in verse 27, Paul says, now you are Christ's body and individually members of it. And if you read verses 13 to 27, you will see that Paul affirms the importance of each member. He also declares that we need each member to function properly as a whole body. He says in verse 26, and if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. So God wants to use you. I'm telling you all that just trying to help you to understand. He wants to use you, and he has chosen you for the purpose of doing great things for him. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it tells you that he has plans for you. If you go back to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, you're going to read about that. He wants you to listen to his calling and make yourself available to serve. That's what I had to do. I ran from it. I ignored it for a long time. But that's not what he wants you to do. He wants you to listen for it and make yourself available to serve. And not only that, he expects you to use the gifts he's given you, and they're to develop as you mature. So you really need to know what your gifts are so that you are using your gifts. And some of us know what our spiritual gifts are or what our calling is, but if you don't, you have to pray. You got to pray for his guidance and open up your eyes and your ears to his call on your life. And I'll tell you another thing. Sometimes you can discover your gifts by serving in different ministries, doing different things in church. And also I would say start by paying attention to things that energize you and things that seem to come naturally. So when you see stuff that energizes you and comes naturally, pay attention to that stuff. Often your spiritual gift gives you, it gives clues. It gives off clues because it causes you to react a certain way in a given situation. And, for example, let me tell you what I mean by that. Example, if there's a problem with something that is really, really major, people with the gift of intercession, they'll be led to pray. Now, if there's a problem with somebody that, just say they got laid off from work and they're struggling with buying food or anything like that, and people with the gift of giving, they're often led to help buy food. I know I have a gift of giving. Those kind of people are often led to help that kind of way. And another way to discover your gifts is to pay attention to the things that people always commend you on or say that you do well. So pay attention to that. Pay attention to the times when you find yourself so engaged in something during which the time, it just seems like it flies by and you find a deep sense of connection to God. Pay attention to those things. And when you see something like that, you pick that road and you continue to, you know, your adventure right on down that road. And it's remarkable how you can deepen your relationship with God as you uncover and live out the spiritual gifts he's bestowed on you. And I always think like this. Think about what the church and our world would look like if each of us used the gifts that God has given us. And for me personally, I never knew what my gifts were. I never knew anything about gifts. I really, to some extent, was confused about gifts, and I didn't know. And I was like, I don't have any gifts. I didn't understand it. I did not know that until I really got into a deeper relationship with Christ. So sometimes that's how you, what you have to do. You really got to go to God. And because you do, if you are a believer or a Christian, you have a gift. Now, let's talk about the spiritual gifts. And although there's a great deal of disagreement over spiritual gifts among different denominations, there are actually three biblical lists of the gifts of the Spirit, also known as spiritual gifts. The three biblical lists are ministry gifts, manifestation gifts, and motivational gifts. And I want to talk to you about all of them. Pay attention because, again, you may be somebody who knows what your gift is. But then again, you may be someone who's not quite sure, doesn't know. But I want to share those gifts with you. Let's start with the ministry gifts. Now, the ministry gifts, there are actually, the ministry gifts serve to reveal the plan of God, and they are characteristics of a full-time office or calling rather than a gift that can function in and through any believer. It's really like an office. Well, it's not like an office. It is an office. And the ministry gifts, I remember when I first learned about the ministry gifts, I learned from the five-finger illustration, and some of you may be familiar with that. And if not, I'm going to share that with you, too. But the ministry gifts would be an apostle. And the apostle is, and when I say the five fingers, it's all five of your fingers on one hand. So the apostle would be the thumb. The apostle is the person who establishes and builds churches, and he's a church planner. And he can function in many or all of the ministry gifts. He's the strongest of all the fingers. And if you notice, when you open your hand and you look at your thumb, only finger that can reach all of the fingers, all of the four fingers, right? That's the only finger you have that can touch every finger. So the apostle can reach all ministries because, again, he's the strongest. The next one is the prophet. Now, how do you remember the prophet? The placet is actually your index finger. And when you think about your index finger, what does it do? It points away. The placet, it points away. And a placet in the Greek means to foretell, in the sense of speaking for another. So a placet functions as God's mouthpiece, speaking forth God's word. And remember, that finger points forth, so that he's speaking forth God's word, or the pointer finger, because he points you to the future, and he points out sin. That's what the prophet does. So remember that. The apostle is the thumb. The prophet is the index finger. The third one is, and the ministry gives, is an evangelist. And an evangelist is called to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And that is that middle finger. If you know, he's like, the evangelist is like the outreach person. If you look at your middle finger, it's the finger that sticks the further or stands the furthest out. So that's how you remember. The evangelist is the middle finger. It's the finger that stretches the furthest out. So, again, he's called to be witness for Jesus Christ, and he works for the local church to bring people into the body of Christ where they can be discipled. And he might evangelize through music, drama, preaching, and any other creative ways, but he's that middle finger, the tallest one who stands out in the crowd, because that evangelist draws a lot of attention, but they're called to serve the local body. The fourth one in the ministry gifts is the pastor. Now, everybody knows the pastor is the shepherd of the people. The pastor is that ring finger, because he builds relationships. The ring finger is about relationships. A true shepherd, he lays down his life for the sheep. And the pastor's like, he's married to the church. So, again, that's the ring finger. He's married to the church. He's called to stay and oversee and nurture and guide. That's what the pastor is there for. The fifth one in the ministry gifts is the teacher. And the teacher is that pinky finger. The teacher and the pastor are often a shared office, but not all the time. And the teacher lays the foundation and is concerned about with the detail and the accuracy. That's how a teacher is. And he delights in research to validate the truth. So the teacher is that pinky finger. And, you know, that pinky finger is so small and it seems insignificant, but it's designed specifically, like the teacher is designed to specifically dig into, like, little tight, dark places and shine light and picking apart the word of truth. So the teacher, when I think about the teacher, if you think about your pinky finger, if your ear is itching, the finger you would probably use to dig in your ear would be that pinky finger, right? That's because it can reach places that others couldn't reach. So that's how I remember the five ministry gifts. Okay, now the next one is manifestation gifts. And the manifestation gifts serve to reveal the power of God. And these are supernatural or spiritual in nature. And they can even be subdivided into three groups. And the three groups that they could be subdivided into is utterance, power, and revelation. But I want to share with you. And when I say utterance with these gifts, say something. When I say power, with these gifts, power, do something. They do something. And when I say revelation, these gifts reveal something. So in the manifestation gifts, it can be broken down to the subdivided into the three groups. And the gifts are prophecy. And this is the foretelling of the word inspired. I'm trying to think of how I'm trying to put that. It's really inspired. The word of God is primarily to the church, and the purpose is to confirm the written word and building up the entire body. And the message is usually one of edification, exhortation, or consolation. And although it can declare God's will in a particular circumstance, in rare cases, it can even predict the future. Honestly, sometimes with having a spirit of prophecy, you can see it before you see it. So it can predict the future in some cases. The next one in that manifestation gift is speaking in tongues. This is a supernatural utterance in unlearned language. It's an unlearned language which is interpreted so that the entire body will be edified. And tongues may also be a sign of unbelievers too. So this is it's a language that you don't know is an unlearned language. The next one is for that office is interpretation of tongues. This is a supernatural interpretation of a message in the tongues, translated into the known language so that the hearers, which is the entire body, so that they are edified. So that is the next one as far as the manifestation gifts. Another one in manifestation gifts is faith. Faith is, this is not the faith that's measured to every believer. You know, and it's not saving faith. This is special, supernatural faith given by the Spirit to receive miracles or to believe God for miracles. We know that we all have to have faith. But do we have the gift of faith? Everybody doesn't have the gift of faith. Although we may have faith in God, everybody doesn't have the gift of faith. So there is a difference there. The next one is healing. Healing, this is supernatural healing, like beyond natural means, and it's given by the Spirit. So some people have the gift of healing. Some people, which another one is miracles, the gift of miracles. This is the supernatural suspension of the natural laws or an intervention by the Holy Spirit into the laws of nature. So that's another gift, the gift of miracles, and that is also a manifestation. The next one would be word of wisdom. Now, I know a lot of people that have the gifts of wisdom. So the word of wisdom, this is a supernatural knowledge applied in a godly or correct way. And it's like it's been described as like insight into doctrinal truth. The next one would be word of knowledge. But the word of knowledge, this is supernatural knowledge of facts and information that can only be revealed by God for the purpose of applying doctrinal truth. So some people have that gift. They have that gift. I don't have that gift. But some people do have that. Another one is discerning of spirits. Discerning of spirits is the supernatural ability to distinguish between spirits such as good and evil, true for deceiving, or prophetic versus satanic. So you can always, you know, if you have a discerning spirit, you can discern whether or not this person is a good person. You don't have to know them for 50 years to figure it out. You can tell. Naturally, you just have this natural ability of knowing whether or not this is a good person or a bad person. This is a truthful person or this is a deceiving person. So that's what the discerning of spirits is. Now we're going to move to the next one, which is the motivational gifts. And see, motivational gifts, they serve to reveal the personality of God. And these gifts are practical in their nature. They describe the inner motivations of the Christian service. Or the servant, sorry. One motivational gift is prophecy. And those with the motivational gift of prophecy, they are seers, or the eyes of the body. They have insight, foresight, and they act like watchdogs in the church. And they warn of sin or reveal sin because they are usually very verbal and they can come across as judgmental and impersonal. But they're loyal to the truth over friendship, serious, dedicated. It's not so much they can actually see. They have eyes where they can see. So They are the seers or eyes of the body. Another motivational gift is ministering. And ministering, serving, and helps. And those with this gift, the gift of serving, they're the hands. They are the hands of the body. So they're concerned with, you know, meeting the needs. And they are really highly motivated. They're doers. And they tend to commit, but they find joy in serving and meeting short-term goals as well. So that's what the servers and the helpers, that's a gift in ministering. Teaching is in that gift as well, as a motivational gift as well. So those with the motivational gift of teaching, they are like the mind of the body. So if you're serving, you are the hands. Remember that. You're the hands of the body. If you're in prophecy, you're the seer. You got the eyes, you know, of the body, if that makes sense. But a teacher, when you have that gift, you are the mind of the body. And they realize their gift is foundational. They emphasize, you know, accuracy of the words. And they love to study. That's what teachers do. They love studying. They delight in research to validate truth. I love studying, and I wouldn't say that's my gift, but I know I love to study and research. I don't know why, but I love studying and research, and I'm always trying to figure out something. But also another gift in that area is the motivational gift is giving. Now, those with the motivational gift of giving are the arms. They're the arms of the body. I hope you're writing everything down. So they're the arms of the body. And the givers, they truly enjoy reaching out and giving. They do. And they're excited by the prospect of blessing others. They really are. They desire to give it quietly and secret. But they'll also motivate others to give. They don't have to tell everybody. They don't run around and have to say, I gave you this or I gave her that. Yeah, she was in that position last week and I gave her something too. They desire to just do it quietly. They'll just do it because they're doing it from the heart. And they are alert to people's needs. They can kind of, sometimes they can just figure out what's going on with somebody. And they give cheerfully and always give the best that they can. That's people that that gift is, have the gift of giving. Exhortation and encouragement. Now, these people with this gift, they're like the mouth of the body. They're like cheerleaders. They're cheerleaders. They encourage other believers, and they're always motivated by a desire to see people grow and mature in the Lord. They're practical and they're positive, and they seek positive responses. So that's what the gift of encouragement or exhortation is. And I'm hoping that as along you think something, you know what, that might be my gift. That's what I do sometimes, you know. I always encourage, just, you know, again, everybody that's a believer or a Christian has some type of gift. The next one is administration and leadership. And with administration and leadership, those with that gift of leadership are the head. They're the head. They're the head of the body. And they have the ability to see the overall picture of things. And they have the ability to set long-term goals. They're good organizers. And they find efficient ways of getting work done. And although they may not seek leadership, they will assume it when no leader's available. They might not be looking for it, but they'll just pick it up. They receive fulfillment when others come together and complete a task. So when people come together and can get things done, that's how they're fulfilled. So that is the gift of administration or leadership. And finally, I'm right on target because it's about 8:30 now, mercy. The people with that motivational gift of mercy, they're the heart. So they're the heart of the body. And they easily sense the joy or the stress of other people. So they can easily sense that. And they're sensitive to feelings and needs. They are. So they're attracted and impatient with people in need. So they're attracted to those kind of people. and they're motivated by a desire to see people healed of hurts. They're truly unique in a nature, and they avoid firmness. So those are people with the gift of mercy. Now, I just went over 24 to 25 spiritual gifts. And again, I read scriptures to confirm that if you are a believer or a Christian, that you have a gift. And again, sometimes you don't know exactly what the gift is, but I want you to know. So make sure that you are, if you know what it is, you should be operating in your spiritual gifts. Because he expects us to grow in them every day. Every day. And I even gave you some examples. Like I said, if something's going on with somebody and it seems like it's an emergency, somebody with the gift of intercession, they're going to be led to pray. So that a lot of times they know that's their gift because they're led to pray. You know, I like I said, I know that one of my gifts is giving because sometimes I can tell when somebody's struggling. And a lot of times when somebody's struggling, a person that can see that, they're led to give something. It doesn't mean always money or whatever, but, you know, they're led to help to give something to help the situation. So think about those situations where you've been in, hey, you know what, like I said, some of you may know what your gift is, but others may not. But it's important that you know. It's very important. And again, with the scripture that I read, it's clear that each Christian has a spiritual gift. I gave you some of the scriptures. And just to run over them quickly, remember I said that Ephesians 4, if you want to go back and read these on your own time, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7, the one that says, but grace was given to each of us according to the measures of Christ's gift. Also, the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, it says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. And then also that one in verse 11, where it says, the one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So again, it's clear that each Christian or believer has a spiritual gift. Now, it's your job to grow in your spirit. As you mature, you have to start growing in it. And again, because he really wants to use you. It wasn't his plan was not for you just to be here existing on earth. Remember, just as they say, well, God has a plan for your life. Yes, he has a plan for your life, and he has chosen you for the purpose to do things that for him, great things for him. So tonight I hope this helped you as far as the gifts. I know we moved quickly through the gifts because, again, I want to be respectful of every person's time, but I hope I helped you understand initially as well why would God want to use you? And when I share, let me tell you, make sure you jot down, because I want you to go back to these, because this message here, I really wanted to make, I had more information. I wanted to make it a two-part message, but I try not to get into too many two- and three-part messages. So I'd like for you to go back and make sure that you're reading these scriptures so that you can really understand them as well on your own time. Remember, I also said 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. And it explains, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many are one body, so it is with Christ. And then verse 14, the body is not one member but many. So those are some of the reasons that, you know, it tells you why it's not just one person. The body's not one person. And again, we know the body of Christ is the church. And the bottom line is that it is our job to actually help build up the body of Christ. So I want each and every person on this line this evening to make sure that you are operating in your spiritual gifts. Make sure that you are. Make sure that you are, you know, you're maturing and you're growing. You have to be, because this is what he requires or expects of you. He expects this of you. And remember, I was saying, you know, so many good things could happen through the church and through the world if we all use the gifts that God gave us. If we could just use the gifts he gave us, it would be so wonderful. And if we could just continue to deepen our relationship with him, that's going to help uncover some of your spiritual gifts that he's bestowed upon you. So make sure that you're deepening your relationship just in case you don't know what your spiritual gifts are. Deepen your relationship and start using your gifts. Use your gifts for the purpose that he intended them to be used for. So, ladies, I want to say on this evening, thank you. I really appreciate you joining us on this evening. And remember, you can always go back and listen to the messages as well. So hopefully, if you don't know or you didn't know, aha moment came and said, you know what? That may be my gift. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're in one of the five offices, but you could be somebody, again, that actually you're always helping, you're a giver. It doesn't mean that you are a pastor. You don't have to be the pastor or the apostle or somebody to have a gift. That's not what it means. You don't have to be that person to have a gift. You don't have to have a ministry gift, if that makes sense. You know, so you can have, you know, a discerning spirit, the gift of having a discerning spirit. But you have a gift. That's my whole point of this. You have a gift. And I think it's important because, again, as a Christian earlier in my walk, I always question, I don't know if I have a gift. I don't think I have a gift, because I kind of, myself was confused about whether or not I had a gift. I thought, okay, it's somebody in one of the fivefold ministries. I'm thinking like, oh, it's not me. But we have gifts. And again, he wants you to use your gifts. So, ladies, again, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on this evening. If anybody would like to speak, you can press 1 and I will release your line. Press 1 and I will release your line if you'd like to speak. And I also want to mention that on Mondays we have our Warrior Woman for God prayer line with Minister Keisha. She actually does the prayer. And now I'm going to tell you something. Minister Keisha has the gift for intercession. She has gifts because, again, you can have more than one gift, but I know that's her gift right there. And if you are not joining us on Monday evening, you really need to be joining us. Put your family, put your friends, whoever on, just putting everybody in for prayer. Because Minister Keisha, when I tell you that she is a true warrior woman for God, and she is a true intercessory prayer leader, you really need to be on there, because your lives can be truly blessed and changed through just the prayers. Everybody needs prayers. We all need prayers. I need prayers. You need prayers. Our family needs prayers. Everybody does. So get on and join on Monday evenings. That's at 8 p.m. And that number is 712-432-3100. The code for that is 283302. Again, the code for that is 283302. Let me repeat the number one more time. I'm sorry. 712-432-3100. And if no one has anything they'd like to share, if you want to share any kind of testimony, anything, if you want to talk about last week's message, anything about tonight, anything, if there's anything you want to share, don't forget, you can press 1. I will release your line, and I will allow you to speak. Caller with the last 4 digits of 8536, you are live on the air.
Hey, Minister Andreas, Minister Erica, how are you?
Hi, Minister Erica, how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to say thank you so much for sharing that word about our gifts, because, you know, oftentimes when we get into a place of questioning and wondering what it is that God has purposed for our life, we will definitely find it in our gifts. So thank you so much. And, yes, I concur with that Monday night prayer line.
Minister Keisha is definitely walking in her gift of intercessory prayer. So I love you and thank you for teaching and sharing the word on tonight.
And Minister Erica, we thank you as well. We love you. We appreciate you. And we look forward to your teaching next week, because if you haven't been missing this, Minister Erica has been really, really bringing the word. So we need you and we want you to join us each week. And bring somebody, invite somebody onto the line. Invite your family members, your friends, your coworkers. Doesn't matter. You can invite non-believers. Because guess what? A whole bunch of us on this line at some point may have been non-believers. I'm never going to tell you that I was ever a non-believer, but I can tell you that I've lived a life where I hadn't even thought about being a Christian, truthfully. I might have said I believe, but did I really believe? I didn't live the right life. And it was only until I was actually introduced to Christ. Somebody has to be introduced. You have to remember that you might be the only way that non-believer, whether it's somebody that you work with, somebody you live with, anywhere, you might be the only opportunity for them to be, or the only way that they can be introduced to Christ. So the Lord can use you for that. So invite them on the line. All they can say is no or yes. You never know. Invite them on the line, because guess what? That is all of our purpose here. We are all supposed to be bringing people in and leading people to Christ. So it's not about to joining us. It's about joining Jesus. We want people to join Jesus. So, again, invite your family members. Invite your friends. We appreciate you. We love you. Please join us again next Thursday. Same time, Minister Erica is going to bring the word, and don't forget our Monday night prayer call. Thank you, ladies. You have a blessed evening. Good night.